Pepe, 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 Pepe,
Kaspanyo Vest with Koshovani and the song definitely made waves, hailing all the way from South Africa. But let me put you on to some new artists, right? So now we've left East Africa, we're on a different side of it. We do still do have North Africa, but I'm not going to touch on them yet as of now. But now Koshovani, I would say it's been over a decade since Kaspanyo Vest crashed the mainstream with the song Gusheshe. Do you remember that song? I still do. It lives rent free in my head. So now it's been over a decade, like I said, and in that time he has remained one of South Africa's most, I would say, blazing musicians. He's not held back. He's consistently come up with songs that have just been consistent bangers. And so now he's filled up stadiums with himself, with self-curated shows rather. He's launched successful liquor brands. He's undergone spiritual transformation, is now with us on the other side with the Lord. Not dead, but like, he's Christian now. And then with Koshovani, he does return to form, firing back at doubters and reminding the game of his staying power and his knack for crafting hits, as always. I do have some, such as a new artist that you must look into, and this one is Ia, Before I Go. So it's emerging in 2022 from the fertile musical ground of the Kingdom of Eswatini. It sounds beautiful. Why can't we also have that in Zambia, you know? The Kingdom of Zambia. But anyway, so now emerging from the Kingdom of Eswatini, where the country, I don't really say that, you know, hip-hop is massive, but somehow hip-hop manages to mix in with folk music, manages to mix in with electronic sounds, somehow. And so Ia brings all those three together. So on I Feel Deeply, which is her emotionally charged debut album, which she co-wrote with Manana, it's where her voice feels weightless but grounded, according to those who've heard her music. And it carries the presence that silences a room, apparently. And so now the spaces between the lyrics speak really loudly. And so you can actually go check her out. So it's Ia, or rather Aya, as in the letter I, capital letter Y, and then A. And then it's called Aya, Before I Go. So go check out her music. It is amazing. Also, I do have Jinji Bulin, who is also from South Africa as well, with Umdali, featuring Ovuyonke. And it's one of the biggest releases of his career, and so far as well, with this particular Jinji Bulin, who's teamed up with one of the country's best-kept secrets, which is Ovuyonke. And if you're like, oh my goodness, yes, I know that man, finally he's getting his recognition. Well, his music has traveled. It's traveled outside the borders of South Africa, and has now gone as far as the rest of the world. Now, we do have a Zimbabwe with Unovwa, or rather Uno, yeah, you know what, it just basically, there's a word in Zimbabwe, in Shona especially, that means you're tiresome, right? I was going to try and pronounce it, but my tongue, I said just leave it alone. So it's a song that is done by Tammy Moyle, and it's the latest offering to Zimbabwe's ever-evolving music scene. We've seen it grow and evolve, and now even the music is crossing over outside of Zimbabwe into countries like Zambia, even South Africa, and the rest of the world, really. And so now, this particular song carries the bounce of her previous releases, and her grace, oh, phenomenal, and it's sustained her journey. She keeps with those emotional punches that makes listeners keep coming back, to be honest. So one of the lines that she put in her song is, I gave you all that I have, but it was never enough. Imagine that. No one should ever have to say that to somebody, or even sing that, to be honest, especially if it's coming from a real experience. But she's like, I'm going to put pen to paper and then make sure it goes to your ears, from my lips to your ears. And so now she is one you cannot walk away from. It's quite impossible to do so, because her music is just mwah. Now, unfortunately, I couldn't play her because of time, right? But also, we do have another guy from Zimbabwe. His name is Killer. His name is Killer T. I don't know to put his name is, and is known as. So he's Killer T, and he's got a song called, This is my best attempt at pronouncing it, Mwelesa. It's Magunje. His music video is an animated one, which is really funny. I like the animation in it. And it's Zimbabwean dancehall, to be honest. So Killer T in this particular music video, at least his character in it, portrays like a very easygoing, carefree life. A man who's living such a carefree life. And the song actually celebrates the finer things in life, the luxuries, the pleasures that, well, might be enjoyable. they attract trouble with your authorities. Are you getting on my drift? Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, that is what he's talking about. And instantly when you see the music video and you see what's in his hand, touching his lips, you're like, oh, I got you. Now, through a series of hilarious incidents within the particular music video, Killer T maintains an energetic flow that drives the song from start to finish, adding its charm and its playful defiance that we get to see. And so far, that's the offerings that are coming all the way from the southern part of Africa. But I've not really touched on the northern part. And so within the last 10 minutes of the show, before I get to wrap up, I do have quite a few. I have got Algerian DJ and producer Corey, who's had a great year, to be honest, reviving, which is a genre that is known, which I didn't even know about until I learned about him. It's called Ryan B. Not R&B, but Ryan B, right? As in it's spelled R-A-I, and then the I has got like two little dots on top of it, and then B, like R&B part, right? So now this genre is a subgenre, or rather, is it a whole new genre? Let's call it a subgenre. It fuses Algeria's Rai contemporary R&B, rap or funk, and then it just somehow brings it together. So now, this particular man, Corey, Algerian DJ and producer Corey, he's got his album called Ryan B. Fever, Part 1. And then on it, he's got Rimity Rhythm 2, where he gets to sample actually an Algerian Rai icon by the name of Cheka Rimity, who was early on within his career. I think he's one of the people that even pioneered the same Ryan B. Fever in 2004. So if you're thinking, never heard of this in my life, this is a whole different world, it's part of Africa, and it is amazing. And welcome to the show. I would definitely put you on to him, so do stay tuned for that right here on the Afrofusion.
The Afrofusion, the heartbeat of African hits. From the Niger Delta to the Pearl of Africa, to the thunderous Motsieur-Tumira, to all the corners of Africa and the world, this is the Afrofusion, the heartbeat of African hits.
That's very low, the Fasina Van Dota. You're listening to Power FM.
It's so dead.
Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be a ordinary lover.
You see what I mean?